Good morning. In Providence, I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Providence Mayor Angel Taveras is set to deliver his latest State of the City address this evening. As Rhode Island Public Radio's political reporter Ian Donis reports, Taveras is expected to highlight how Providence has moved back from the brink of bankruptcy.
Taveras has eliminated most of a $110 million deficit since he warned a year ago that shared sacrifice was needed to move the city forward. Part of that came through concessions by city employees and new contributions by tax-exempt hospitals and universities. Providence closed the last fiscal year with a deficit of just over $11 million. Taveras is expected to cite the need for the city to remain vigilant in improving its financial condition. The mayor also plans to cite a desire to improve city schools, reduce crime, and make Providence government more environmentally sensitive. Taveras is considered a possible candidate for governor in 2014. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
And another possible candidate for governor in 2014, State Treasurer Gina Raimondo, says she's cleared out a backlog of 900 applications for the Crime Victims Compensation Program. The government-funded program disperses money for funeral expenses, crime scene cleanup, and counseling to the victims of violent crime. Raimondo says using modern technology has reduced that pile to zero.
When I took office, some of these claims dated back 3 or 4 years or more. And we took that down from 900 cases to zero. And we did that through better use of technology. You know, it used to be that everything was written on paper and put in a file cabinet.
The Crime Victims Compensation Program is funded through court fees and federal matching funds. The average payout in Rhode Island is $1,500. In Narragansett, plans for future power lines near Town Beach have community members concerned. The lines are part of the proposed Block Island Wind Farm. They'd carry wind-generated power from offshore wind turbines to the National Grid electric system. The Block Island Times reports some residents are asking for the power lines to be buried underground. But Deepwater Wind CEO Jeff Grabowski says it's expensive to do that.
You know, in general, people always like to bury power lines. The flip side is that people don't like their power bills to go up. And burying power lines costs probably about 4 times more expensive than putting them overhead.
The current plan calls for 8 additional power poles. Grabowski says the Deepwater plans to have a public meeting in Narragansett next month to talk about the plan. He says Deepwater will answer any concerns community members may have about the power lines. Whole Foods Market has recalled packages of smoked salmon sold in several states, including Rhode Island and Massachusetts. The product is a 4-ounce package of whole catch wild Alaskan sockeye salmon, cold smoked and sliced. A sample tested positive for the bacteria Listeria. Eating food contaminated with Listeria can cause fever, muscle aches, and stomach problems. It is most serious for pregnant women and people with compromised immune systems. And Brown University says it has received its 3rd largest applicant pool in the school's history. Brown got close to 29,000 applications for 1,500 slots. Admission offers will be made in late March. The university says this is its most diverse pool ever, with 38% of prospective students identifying themselves as African American, Latino, Native American, or Asian. 68% of applicants are seeking financial aid, a number that has remained unchanged for the last 3 years.